Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's time for Current State's weekly Neighbors in Action segment. Every Wednesday, we feature a person or organization that is working to make our community a better place. This is a listener-generated segment, meaning that each week, the person or organization we feature will be nominated by you. And this week, we're going to learn more about Habitat for Humanity here in Lansing. We welcome Denise Paquette, the director, executive director of Habitat for Humanity. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Mark.
And Monica List is an East Lansing resident who is planning to move into a Habitat for Humanity home before the end of the year. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. I think a lot of people are aware of the basic mission of Habitat for Humanity, but Denise Paquette, why not put it in your own words for
us? Sure. Our goal is to eliminate substandard housing in the Lansing area and actually also worldwide. In Lansing, we've built over 100 homes in our 26 years, and this year we will be building four new houses and rehabbing two houses. And then in addition to that, we also do a ramp program for folks who need to be able to get in and out of their houses because of reduced mobility. And we're also kicking off a new program this year, which is to do critical home repairs for low-income homeowners. So not Habitat homeowners, but the person down the street or the elderly person down the street whose roof is collapsing and they're on a limited income. We're putting together a program that will help repair those projects.
So you've been expanding your mission in recent years.
Yes, we are expanding our mission from strictly new homes to new homes, rehabs, ramps, and now the repair corps.
All those ramps are the result of our graying population. Is that it? That's demographics,
that's
right?
That's demographics. And, you know, we'll do probably our 600th ramp will be this year.
So 600th?
600th. In 16 years, we've done almost 600 ramps.
Oh, you've been at this longer than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
That part of it.
Okay. Tell us about the people you serve. What are their needs? What are their circumstances?
Well, the people we serve are low-income folks who have sustainable income because they're going to pay a no-interest mortgage back to us. And they often are living in poor housing. I've been in houses where I've seen snow coming through the walls. We've been in houses where you can't stand in front of the sink to do the dishes because the floor is so rotted. Also, families who live in very overcrowded situations or are perhaps living in their mother-in-law's moldy basement because that's what they have access to.
Okay.
We also have had families where they live in different apartments or different cities because they can't afford to live together or they're too large.
Oh. You
know? Hmm. You know, we had a family of a mother and her children, and the older boy lived with a couple of siblings, and the mother lived with the daughters in two apartments in the same complex. And we were able to pull together a house for them so that they were able to live together.
Oh, cool. Monica, tell us about yourself. How did you connect with Lansing Habitat then?
Well, I learned about the organization from a friend of mine who was in a similar situation. So she is actually now a Habitat homeowner. At the time, she was still working on her sweat equity, doing her hours to be able to qualify for homeownership. And I was very desperate looking for an affordable housing option. And she said, you know, I'm doing this with Habitat for Humanity. They basically sell you a house at 0% interest, and why don't you get in touch with them? And I did, and it's been a wonderful opportunity for many reasons.
Do you know where your house is or the property location or anything like that at this
yes.
point?
Yes. It is in East Lansing on Biber Street. That's off of Lake Lansing Road.
How exciting. So you drive by it?
We drive by it
day
often.
And night, day yes. and night, and look at your new the space that will contain your new home.
We've actually visited the property. We've been inside the house. It's a rehab, so it's somewhat functional at this point. And we will start working on rehabbing it sometime in April.
Yep.
Tell us more about your situation. You've got a family then, or?
I have a family. Our income is limited because my husband and I are both students, and we have three children. So we have a 17-year-old daughter and two sons, 8 and 4, and we were all living in a very small two-bedroom apartment, and we were unable to find any other affordable options that we could sustainably pay for.
Okay.
So this has been a really great opportunity for us.
Tell us about any new initiatives here. What's on the short-term future for Lansing Habitat for Humanity? Well, I know you have 4 new houses this year.
4 new houses,
right?
This
so
year.
That's most immediate.
That's most immediate. We're going to be completing a rehab in the next month and a half. Then Monica's rehab will be before the end of the year. And then on April 24th, we're kicking off the repair program. And some folks from General Motors Foundation are going to come over, and we're working on the east side of Lansing. So Allen Neighborhood Center and us are partnering to work on the east side of Lansing to find the low-income homeowners who need the repairs that they can't do themselves or can't afford to do and pay a contractor.
How do people qualify for that repair program?
They will still have to be low-income. They will have to be the homeowners. It will not be in foreclosure. There won't be notices of foreclosure. You know, some of the basic things you might think of.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need to send us an application. And they can find information at our website at habitatlansing.org. And then the way it'll work is we will have volunteers go out and do the work.
Do you enjoy a pretty healthy level of volunteer involvement? I know volunteers drive a lot of what's going on.
Volunteers drive most of what we do.
I've known that since Jimmy Carter got so involved in Habitat
yes,
for Humanity.
Exactly.
That was a very memorable thing. How do people go about connecting with you?
They can, again, go to our website to connect with us, to volunteer or to donate or whatever.
What is that website?
It's www.habitatlansing.org.
Habitatlansing.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And we will be doing some orientations for future volunteers starting in April. With 4 houses needing to be done this year that are brand new, we're going to need a lot of volunteers. And we're putting together that schedule so that we can make it easy for people to volunteer.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with Denise Paquette, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Lansing, and Monica List is an East Lansing resident who's planning to move into a Habitat for Humanity home this year. All of our recipients of our Neighbors in Action segment, here those people featured, are nominated by you, our listeners. And Denise and Habitat for Humanity and Monica were nominated by Cindy Milock and Robert Phillips. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And again,
you.
If you would like to nominate a nominee for our Neighbors in Action segment, just get to us at currentstate@wkar.org.